Welcome to our National Day of Prayer gathering. We're glad for your participation, glad for your faithfulness in prayer, and we pray that our time together will be inspired and life-giving for each of you in your circumstances and for our whole surrounding community. Following our service, we invite you to enjoy some coffee and some refreshments in our lobby area near the tables just right out there. We thank our guest leaders tonight that are from the community and their respective agencies and interests. As you look at your program, please note the name of each of the leaders. You'll see them right there. And they will come up from the places that they're seated without an introduction, but they will have an introduction on the screen up there. So after that, we're gonna say the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Sid Hughes. He's with Troop 16, and we'll be following that with the national anthem. So please remain standing for that.
Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you again, all of you, for coming and leading us in prayer today. John 13:34 reads, "Love one another just as I have loved you." Will you join me in prayer? Jesus, your scripture calls us to love as you have loved. We pray that we are open and committed to loving every person in our realm, in our country, and our world. We pray that our love is sacrificial, willful, and unconditional, just as your love is for us. And we pray for your Holy Spirit to empower us to do things that only God can do through us. We call upon you, O Lord, to move in our nation miraculously, replacing hate with love, division with unity, and criticism of one another with love for each other. We pray now, Lord, as we share your prayer in our tradition, hear us now as we share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good evening. What an honor it is for me to be here this evening. My name is Laura Thomas, and I am one of three county commissioners here in Douglas County, so I am representing government. I'd like to say that God has blessed my life in so many wonderful ways. It includes being a mom and a grandma, and I spent 26 years with the Colorado State Patrol, starting here in Douglas County in 1984. But I just can't put into words the feelings that came over me the night I won the election for county coroner in 2010 or county commissioner in 2016. To know that thousands of people, yes, thousands of people voted for me and put their trust in me, that I would be making decisions that would affect their lives and the lives of their children. But after that, the realization of the absolute responsibility I now had set in. So every morning when I get up, I tell God to hop in because he's going to work with me because I cannot do this job without him. I have a wonderful friend who calls me Esther. He tells me that I have made for a time such as this. So I called him this week and I said, okay, Esther needs help. I need you to give me a couple of passages to read that reflect the kind of help that I call upon God and the Holy Spirit for and Jesus every day. So he sent me these. Psalm 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. And Matthew 7:7-11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. For which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, would give him a serpent? And if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? And finally, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. That was Romans 8:26. So in closing, I ask that all of you continue to pray for your elected officials. For I fear that our country and our state are changing much and are in need of repair. We need leaders who depend on God's grace and guidance. Thank you for this opportunity.
Please join me in prayer. Lord God, we humbly come to you today to seek your love and grace for our nation's military community. In these troubled times, we pray for their safety and well-being, and that you would stand by their side. Be with those service members and military families deployed around the world, home and abroad, and in areas of danger or relative safety. Allow them to know that your grace is always there to provide comfort and guidance. Be with those whose family members are deployed in danger zones and exposed to the hazards of combat. We pray for their protection from harm and for their loved ones affected by their absence. Help them not to obsessively worry and to rely on you during this difficult time. We pray for sound leadership and guidance at all levels of responsibility and to know all tasks are sound and necessary. Spread your grace to military spouses. Bless them with an abundance of strength, courage, and patience. Fill them with comfort in their times of most need. Please surround them with a loving community of extended family and friends to offer support and comfort in the face of their loneliness. Strengthen their bonds of marriage in the face of duty-imposed separation and reduce the stress felt by them. Above all, we pray that you would feel your they would feel your presence and be reassured that you are always with them. We pray for the children of military families. Be with those who are missing their deployed parent and help them to understand that their parent loves and cares for them, even if they are far away. Help them understand their parent is doing meaningful work necessary to ensure freedom and safety for them back home. Fill them with an abundance of love, support, and understanding peace, and calm any fears that they may have about their parent's situation. We pray, Lord, that you bring military members home safely from the world's danger areas. Please protect and provide for those families as they adjust to normal life. Grant everyone patience, peace, and understanding as they move forward with life's journey. May the potential stress or awkwardness of this homecoming be outweighed by love, joy, and gratitude. Remind them that they always have you as a lasting, supportive home in the face of adversity. Dear Lord God, we come to you seeking your love and grace for our military. For greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Ken Smith, and after my military career, I spent 30 years with a large international oil and gas company. And I'm very proud to represent the business community tonight on this National Day of Prayer. Will you join me in prayer? Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for all of our corporations and their leaders. It is the vision and leadership of the leaders of both small family and large corporate businesses that enables our country to prosper and to be good servants of your blessings. Please help us to recognize that you are our provider and that our businesses and our talents are simply your gift to us to deliver your provision. Allow us and our business leaders to become creators of economic prosperity and a channel of your blessings. Father, help our business leaders recognize that business is about meeting community and individual needs while serving others with humility, respect, and honesty. May our business community place inclusiveness, servanthood, and integrity at the cornerstone of everything they accomplish. And may such businesses find that doing work in such a way is worthy of virtuous profit. Help our business leaders to never use people to build their business, but rather help them to get better at using their businesses to build people, to help them to grow into all you intend for them. Lord, help our large corporations be better examples in the pursuit of good stewardship of our environment. May those leaders recognize the responsibility that rests with them to protect the earth, water, and air that you have so generously provided. May our leaders comprehend their opportunity to create powerful, creative, and productive teams that reap significant rewards when they align their corporate values with yours to create an accurate view of success and failure. And may our international corporations recognize their responsibility to the people and the nations of our world. We are all related. The earth is our common home. We can survive and prosper through the mutual respect, treatment, and love of all people through our business dealings. Finally, Lord, let our businesses and leaders keep Paul's word to the Galatians close to heart. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. We pray all of this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good evening. I'm speaking on behalf of education, so I will expect you all to be taking notes. There'll be a short quiz following my presentation. My name is Don Buddy. My wife, Betty Ann, and I have been members of this church for 40 years. I was a high school art teacher for 35 years. In March, I turned 80, and I have been substitute teaching for the past 19 years. My wife wonders the same thing. I subbed yesterday in English. I will be subbing tomorrow in social studies. I have seen and worked with America's youth for 55 years. They were wonderful, special, and unique 55 years ago, and they continue to be today. They are courteous, thoughtful, and kind. They are fun, curious, and serious. If any of you went back to high school today, you would be shocked and amazed at what these kids are learning. When I was in high school, I did a modicum of study, and I graduated. If I was in high school today, it would be very difficult. They have learned so much more than I did, and they've learned it in the classroom, not on their cell phones. Excuse me. With these thoughts in mind, I would like for all of us to pray. Dear Lord, as we pray together this evening, I would like all of us to lift up our educational systems around this country. Let us pray for our administration, from the school board to the principal, to the secretaries, to the maintenance staff, that they will all be thoughtful and visionary, and that they will bring wisdom and guidance, love and support to the schools that they oversee, so as to set the stage for a solid and safe and enjoyable learning environment for the students and faculty under their care. Let us pray for all of our teachers who have chosen and dedicated their lives to the teaching profession, to care for, to nurture, to involve, and to inspire all of our children. Inspire them so that they might be prepared to venture forth into this world and to be able to do whatever they choose to do with their lives, and to do it with confidence and love and compassion for their families, their friends, their colleagues, and all of the peoples of the world. And of course, let us pray for all of our children, our own children, of course, but also for every single child who walks into our schools every day, from those who are gifted to those who are challenged, from those who are confident to those who are afraid. Let us all be mindful of all of these young people and be ever ready to love and support and encourage them as we encounter and interact with them on a daily basis. It is a scary world out there. These children, all of them, will make up the fabric of this country for the decades to come. So let us all, be it parent, teacher, or everyday citizen, be prepared and committed to do whatever it takes to help these young people find and reach their fullest potential and be prepared educationally, morally, ethically, and physically to fulfill their roles in this crazy world. Help us, dear Lord, to guide them, to inspire them, to seek knowledge, and to see and appreciate the butterflies and sunsets in their lives, and to find and show love in everything they do. Help us to instill in them a compassion and awareness of the value of life in all creatures, and of course, the extraordinary value of their own precious lives. Help them to love and take care of their fellow man, and in that role, help them to follow your lead, dear Lord, in everything they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening. My name is Lacey Cahill. I'm a mom, a wife, a daughter, a sister, and a member of a family. And so I'm very honored tonight to be praying for families. Please join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today with gratitude for the gift of prayer. We are so thankful for the opportunity to connect to you and to others in prayer. Lord, I thank you for family. Thank you for our ancestral family, our chosen family, and our family in Christ. Tonight, I ask your blessing upon the many families in our congregation and in our community. Please wrap your arms around these families and bring them together through your love. I ask that you give each of us the strength to love and embrace families that are different than our own. Allow us to see others through your eyes of acceptance and grace. Dear Father, please walk alongside the many parents and grandparents who are raising our young children. Provide wisdom, patience, and guidance so that our children may learn of your unending love. Lord, we ask for your special protection for vulnerable families and children, those that are suffering from abuse, poverty, homelessness, or neglect. We ask for your blessings upon families that are struggling. Where you see hurt, please provide forgiveness. Where there is separation, please bring togetherness. Where you see struggle, please guide towards solutions. As families, help us to truly love one another as you have loved us, so that we may exemplify your gift of unconditional love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Robert Scholes, and it's my privilege to be with you tonight in this observance. And in a moment, we will be lifting up the church, capital C, the church, in prayer. I bring greetings from my wife, Barb, who is pastor here, who is in Danville, Kentucky, this week, taking care of her lifelong best friend who had very serious neurosurgery the end of last week. So she's providing hands-on bedside care at home and wishes she was here. The scheduling kind of came together quickly around the surgery, so she was not able to be here tonight, but she is here in spirit. And now I invite you to join me in prayer. Loving and listening God, tonight we come before you in prayer on behalf of the Church Universal, the body of Christ. Our hearts are full of thanksgiving for the privilege of being called to serve in your name, to be your instrument to bring about your kingdom on earth. Gracious God, your Son Jesus instructs us that it is by our love for one another that everyone will know we are Christ's disciples. This evening we confess that too often we have fallen short of your desire for us. We who have experienced your unmerited, undeserved, grace-filled love through your Son Jesus, yet choose not to extend that same Christ-like love to others. We further acknowledge that when we do not manifest to them the same love we have received from you, our faith witness to those who may not even know you loses its power, its authenticity, and its authority. Holy God, inspire your church today, its pastors, its congregants, to each extend your divine love for all of your beloved children to each and every one, wherever we find them, those who are like us and those who may be quite different from us. May we remain single-minded in our mission to make disciples of Jesus Christ, drawing others to him through love that, in the words of 1 John, is not simply a matter of word or speech, but love that is manifested in truth and action. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the way that you bless us with the redeeming power of Christ's love in our daily lives. Through your love for us, implanted in our hearts, use us to draw others to you so they may experience the transforming power of faith in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen and amen.
Good evening. I'm Steve Casht, and my prayer this evening for the missions at Parker United Methodist Church comes through my lens of working with the Winter Shelter Network for these 3 years. Please pray with me. Dear Jesus, in the books of Mark and John, your words challenge us to love others as we love ourselves, and to do so in the way you, Lord, have loved us. But how do we do this? We pray tonight for vulnerability, to accept discouragement when it comes, sadness when we feel it, disappointment when we fail to act as we should, unhappiness when we feel emotionally wounded. Lord, by accepting these times in our lives where we seem inadequate, we will be able to feel human and able to understand other people and the difficulties they go through, the troubles that they too must bear. By sharing these feelings with others, we can finally act as you do, Jesus, when you reach out to us to listen to our prayers of need, to hug us with encouragement, to meet us where we are, to walk with us to happier times. By empathizing with others in their vulnerability and humanness because we know how they feel, we will be able to do what you, Jesus, tell us to do in the book of Mark, to love others as ourselves. Encourage us, Lord, to serve the underserved. People in need, like the homeless populations in mission work through the winter shelter, welcoming these guests with the same needs as ours, knowing that but for the grace of you, God, go we down the same path as those we help. The hospitality we will provide by welcoming and caring for the stranger with no strings attached is mission work in the service of you, our Lord. Amen.
I'm Merlin Klotz, Douglas County Clerk and Recorder, addressing the topic of stewardship. In general, to steward is to manage something on someone else's behalf. It's far more than an annual campaign by the church for more monetary giving. It is management of resources that are not ours or are on loan from God. Your life is on loan from God, regardless if you acknowledge this or not. And God calls you to steward everything about your life for his glory and for the good of others. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have domination, and let them dominion over fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every other creeping thing that creeps on the earth." John 3:17 says, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" Stewardship calls us to take care of our fellow man and come to the aid of those around us. Directly, as simply as a neighbor who needs a cup of sugar, or randomly paying for the customer behind us at McDonald's, or indirectly through church missions, the task force, the homeless shelter, or other organizations. It also challenges us to not waste the world's physical resources, but to use them wisely. Let's pray. Lord, please guide us to truly be stewards to those around us and caretakers of the riches we have been blessed with. Let us enjoy the satisfaction of sharing with others and the comfort of knowing we have taken care of the gifts the Lord has blessed us with. Amen.
Good evening. I'm Adam George. I've been a Parker United Methodist Church member for about 15 years, and I serve in the medical field, and thanks to Andrew for asking me to speak tonight. I recall his father, Doug, welcomed us to this church about 15 years ago to this day, so it's an honor to be here. Ask you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Dear Lord, on this National Day of Prayer, we ask for your guidance and blessing to those in the healthcare community. For those on the front line in areas with limited resources, our critical access hospitals, our walk-in clinics, please grant them the strength, wisdom, and creativity to overcome the many barriers they face. The large amount of wonderful services that they provide with very little financial capital makes a significant impact in the health and well-being of those that they serve. For those in the medical transport services, grant them safety and speed in accessing those in immediate need of services so that they may arrive to their point of care with adequate time to address their urgent needs. For those in the emergency departments and access centers, please assure that they have ready access to the tools and resources they need to rapidly respond to urgent and emergent medical situations. For those in the physician's offices and clinics, help them to find time for good clinical reasoning combined with a non-rushed and caring approach. For those in America's hospitals, show them continued fulfillment through the interactions with patients, families, and fellow caregivers. For our doctors, help them to continue to be creative with healing, empathetic in their approach, and connected to the patients that they serve. For our nurses, may they find renewed energy in the many positive impacts they make in patients' lives. May they find humility and strength when met with challenges of injustice, negativity, and ungrateful customers. For our other allied health professionals, may they continue to provide an environment of spiritual, emotional, and physical healing to the clients and patients that they serve. To our legislators and those with the power to create and modify healthcare policy, may they be granted the wisdom to strike balance between an industry that must remain financially viable with the need to provide the greatest amount of healthcare benefit to the greatest amount of our American citizens. Finally, and most importantly, O Lord, to those seeking and utilizing healthcare services, may they find comfort, hope, and confidence in their care pathway. May they be supported in the love and grace that you, O God, grant us through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Paul Russell, and I'm with South Metro Fire, and I'm honored to be able to come and pray for the first responders this evening. I can tell you firsthand, having been in the fire service for over 35 years, and during my career, I went through the Law Enforcement Academy and became an arson investigator. And I can tell you, we need your prayers, for sure. A lot of people don't realize that this year, we're on track this year and last year as well, more firefighters and police officers will die from suicide and will die on the job in the line of duty. We see things and do things that we can't unsee or undo. And so your prayers are coveted for sure in the fire service and first responders. One practical way that I'd like to share with you, because I would hope that tonight is not the end of, you know, just a one-night thing, but this is the beginning of a year of prayer, not just a day of prayer. So I'll share with you a practical way to remember to pray for your first responders. And I learned this when I was in catechism as a young child, and we had a teacher who was passionate about prayer, and we also were located in our church right next to a really busy firehouse. And every time a fire truck would leave the firehouse and we would hear the siren, she would stop and she'd say, "We've got to pray for the first responders and for those in need of their help." So if you can try to remember every time you see a fire truck or a police car or hear a siren, to take a minute and just say a prayer for those responders and for those that are in need of their help, I would appreciate it. Would you bow your heads with me as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening and we seek your provision and your healing hand in our lives. We pray for our firefighters and law enforcement and their families. Please protect us when we're in harm's way, battling a structure fire, caring for an elderly patient in hospice, or just enforcing laws, comforting those in need. As first responders, we pay a steep price for our calling. We're at greater risk of divorce, post-traumatic stress, suicide, heart disease, cancer. We suffer from compassion fatigue. Lord, we ask you to hold us and our families in your precious healing hands. We especially pray for the families of our firefighters and law enforcement first responders who have sacrificed their own lives in the service of others. We pray for our first responders who are on duty even this evening. We pray that you bless our leaders with competence, courage, and compassion. Give them wisdom and discernment of Solomon. We ask the Holy Spirit for the strength to continue our work in the mission fields of our professions. We pray that as public servants, we would be salt and light unto the world, that everyone we touch and serve would see Christ clearly through our words and our actions and our care. We want to be your ambassadors to the world. Help us remember that our best personal protective gear is the full armor of God. We will fear no evil as you are with us, and we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Gracious God, we know that our health, our happiness, and our safety is meaningless without a personal relationship with your precious Son. Most of all, we pray for the salvation of the lost. We pray that you would draw all our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement, fire service, EMS, closer to you. And we ask these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you.
My name is Jason Anderson. I'm the director of media here, and I was asked to pray for the media. So will you join me in prayer, please? Gracious God, we come before you humble, asking for your work to be done in our lives. We want to be more open to your word, know you better, and apply that knowledge to how we live our lives. We all want to experience the truth of your grace, love, and forgiveness in our lives, and we depend on so many individuals in our communities and around our nation to deliver that truth. We seek truth in many things. We pray for those who are charged with informing us about science, health, technology, and politics. Most importantly, our spirits know it. We seek to know the truth about how you, about you and how you want us to treat ourselves and others in a way that glorifies you and your kingdom here on earth. Please, Lord, guide our large media networks, information websites, and local news teams. Bless the gifts you have given to the individuals that decide what to share and how to share it. May they be in alignment with you when sharing news and information. Please, Lord, for each one of us, your beloved children, may we hear your voice before we speak. Please guard our hearts and minds from the perils of partisan information and help us to discern what is really true. Please shield us from negative talk, rumors, gossip, and sharing unverified information. Help us to do our best to present ourselves to God as ones approved, workers who do not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handle the word of truth. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Help us to take up the whole armor of God, so that we may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm with the belt of truth around our waists. Lord, all your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Place each one of us in a place where we are at peace with these truths. Find comfort in your promises and move faithfully into the future as bold disciples of your Son Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as we sing the America the Beautiful.
May be seated. Our theme, if you will look at this, is love. Love one another. It's a great theme. Love's mentioned over 500 times in the Bible, and usually just because it's there that many times, it has an important meaning for all of us. When you think about the definition of God, it's love. It's part of Christ's great commandment to all of us, those two, to love God and to love one another. And it's one of those words that we use in almost every marriage that we have from 1 Corinthians 13. And if you want to know how to love, I invite you, as a part of your homework, to look that up again. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 13. It has a wonderful definition of love and how to make it real in your life. It ends with this statement: faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. I invite you to go out and to love one another. Do what God has commanded us to do. Let love be your language in every situation. I've enjoyed stepping in for Barb, as you heard why she's not with us tonight, and for Cody, who had another commitment tonight. It's been a pleasure to be with you. I want to thank you again for leading us in these wonderful prayers, guiding us to understand a little bit more about our world and to be sensitive in our prayers. And now, will you join me in prayer? Thank you, God, for your presence with us every moment of the day, and especially in this collection and this collective time as we've been together. Inspire us to live each moment grounded and centered in you. Guide our conversations, our actions, and our presence in order to honor you. We pray that each of us will be your light in the darkness and your loving presence and influence in all that we do. Bring peace into our lives and into the world. Amen. We invite you out into the narthex to greet one another and enjoy the coffee and the snacks.
Really.